You know, Mr. Stavely, you are in the electronics and technology business. I'm here to tell you not all technology is good.
What's not good?
Well, Rosie's got a smartphone now, so he's streaming this on iHeartRadio. Our Tucson affiliate is Clear Channel and has iHeart. And Mom is texting me corrections here.
Good morning, Rosie.
So not
Rosie.
All technology is... I'm getting scolded here. 2,000 miles away.
Can't you just yell at me later, please?
It is Captain Wayne Dahl, my brother-in-law, and he just graduated Naval Postgraduate School. He's in the Army, but it's this Naval, their training is here at this Naval Postgraduate School with a Master's of Arts and Security Studies and recognized for outstanding outstanding thesis in Regional Security Studies. So congratulations, Captain. Although I think he wouldn't mind if I just left it at general.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, as we were going to the break, Chuck was asking about a system. I don't know. There's probably more than one manufacturer of it now, but it was Easy Water is the one that we are most familiar with. And what it claims is it wraps all these wires in a very short, like 12 inches on an exposed copper pipe coming into the home. And then it's this little electronic box that goes on your wall and plugs in. And then you turn it on. And what they claim is as water is passing through this pipe, it changes the cell structure of the hard deposits in the water and therefore close-selling them, making it impossible for them to stick anywhere, and basically it's not soft water, but it's structured it so you don't have any hard water or hard buildup, so you don't have any calcium deposits on your shower head. And, you know, Chuck, Fuji or something like that, I think is the actual name of the manufacturer. I'll have to look it up. It's very... oddly spelled. They're out of the Midwest, Milwaukee. The regional sales the sales director from Milwaukee actually came out and met with Rosie and I in our office in, I'm going to say it was 2010. It might have even been 2009. And gave us a unit. We found a house to put it on. It did not test-wise work the way we wanted it to because the homeowner kind of interfered. What it claims is you could put it on a home that has a tank water heater and it would clean out all the sediment. Hmm. And so the homeowner we found to test this with it put in a new water heater. We're like, man, you just blew our test. I can't tell you what to do with the house, but that wasn't the deal. So basically, why there are a few of our sponsors that do install this. It is not a product we are currently recommending. I have a lot of faith in our sponsors. I have a lot of faith in our screening process. I have a lot of faith in the amount of personal education that they do and train their technicians on. But it has not cleared basically the Water Quality Association, and until it does that, it's not something we are going to really endorse. But I will tell you, we love tankless water heaters, and one of our favorite tankless water heaters won't let their installers warranty their Rinnai product unless this system's on it. Yep. So, you know, it's in a lot of our listeners' homes. If you're looking to specifically get soft water, you know, yeah, that's why your EcoWater is in Phoenix with Water Treatment Technologies, two great companies we've worked with for a lot of years. And Tucson, there's Culligan. They have been with us probably 4 years now, great guys. And in Phoenix, we've got Sedona that services and Prescott Valley. Northern Arizona Water Quality is a Connecticut dealer. And like I said, I was going to say Paradise Valley, Prescott Valley, and in Sedona. The Blaneys are great people, and they have a great system. If you want water softener, go to Water Treatment. Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Those are the companies you can find. We can guarantee you'll get soft water.